Gary Lamberti is a professor of biological sciences at the University of Notre Dame. He says there's been a drastic decline in carbon emissions with fewer cars on the road and fewer planes in the sky. That means cleaner air, at least temporarily.
This has happened because of unfortunate circumstances, but really, we may not like all elements of reductions in energy use, but living our life more simply and reducing our consumption is what we all need to do to avoid the inevitable impacts of climate change.
Alan Hamlet is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering and earth sciences at the University of Notre Dame. He says there are some lessons to be learned from the current fight against the pandemic that can be applied to the fight against climate change.
You know, we become very dependent when we're isolating ourselves, we become very dependent on virtual reality kinds of technology. And it occurred to me that that might be one of the responses that we see to climate change as well, is that people just increasingly live more and more indoors to escape the harsh climate.
But he says there's one major difference, too.
Climate change is a very long-term problem that doesn't go away and we can't go backwards with the climate. And so that is very different than a response to may prove to be a relatively short lifespan of this disease.
Hamlet says officials need to act early and aggressively in order to curb climate change, just like some did in many cases with the pandemic. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.